day is it?
What day it is?
Today is Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. I had Tuesday.
Yes. Been a crazy week.
I've had a really stressful morning.
Sorry, dude. Today's been way stressful. I need some leaven.
Make me laugh.
Well, pull my finger.
I tell you, I need this.
Thanks, guys. This really cheered me up.
Wow.
Doesn't take much.
Can we get on with this, please?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Wow. You know, here I am ready to start a show with topics and just things for you to get involved in, and then somebody sends me an email. Something that I think that you should know about. Because it's a memo that's going through memorandum. It was sent out from the State of Nevada Department of Administration, the Purchasing Division. First off, thanks for being here. Oh my gosh, I get so riled up that I forget to thank you. Because without you, I can't do this. Without you, I can't share the information that I receive that you need to pass on to family and friends, to get them to wake up and understand what's going on. Which, by the way, Project Veritas putting out a new video. Has Project Veritas been so built up that we trust everything from the whistleblowers and in the investigation that they're doing? Because they've taken on the lawsuits and they've won time and time again. They have great investigators. Stick around because, well, they have a new project. Behind the scenes of doctors in hospitals actually talking about how the vaccine is full of S, you know what. And how myocarditis in this particular patient has come about and how they're not supposed to report it. So please, stick around for that. We also need your help with the State Board of Health today. Have a special guest to talk about that. Have a poll question for you to answer that get to in a minute. But I need to start with this, because this is a memo going out to all state agencies. The Nevada System of Higher Education. The court system. The Legislative Council Bureau. And all political subdivisions within the state of Nevada. A lot of questions need to be answered around this memo. Uniform security guards, statewide contract. The Purchasing Division is pleased to announce a new statewide contract with the Universal Protection Service, LLC. Allied Universal Security Services. For uniformed security guards, this contract provides both armed and unarmed security guards services, patrol, and random marked vehicle stops as needed throughout the state. Security guards shall be responsible for protection of employees, clients, property, and equipment for the using agencies. They will assist in emergency situations, identify conflicts, intervene, defuse potential employee-client problems, and perform other security-related functions as required by the using agency. Now, I found that a little suspicious okay, whose jobs are they taking away and given to these guys? And is this all because you're standing up and using your voice? And people are showing up at rallies and things like this? My bigger concern is, what happens to the Capitol Police? Is this beyond them? Yeah. Lots of questions. The new contract is effective October 1st through September 2025. Under this agreement, the state agrees to use only the awarded uniformed security guard service provider. Therefore, participation is mandatory for state agencies and permissive for other entities. So if you are a state agency and you're already using another security service or you have security otherwise, you now have to use these people. And then it's got the vendor contract information, and I won't bore you with all of that. So it says, if you have any questions regarding this contract, please contact Annette Morphin. So let's see if we can get Annette on the air. Is this something that, well, it says it's new. It says it's a new service. Why is this needed? Because it seems like every place that I've gone, there's always security. It says higher education got that. There's campus police. There's Capitol Police. Employees. So does that mean that state employees are now going to get personal security? How much is this costing? Because you realize that that's your money. Why do they feel they need this? What's been damaged that, you know, hasn't been damaged but by BLM, Antifa? People who should legitimately have been just arrested and shown the door at the very beginning of altercations. This is interesting that this is coming out now. Feels like it's all kind of coming to a head, doesn't it? And the people who are putting down mandates and trying to control your health care, control your education, whether it be higher education or K through 12. Interesting that they feel that maybe they need more security. Use your voice. Your voice and your money is the power that they are most afraid of. Find out how easy homeschooling is at nvgrassroots.org. nvgrassroots.com. They are the leading force for information on how parents, homeschooling is a, I don't know, it's a hard term to swallow because you're not actually doing the homeschooling if you don't want to. It's taking your kids out of the traditional education system. because it is literally across the country crumbling before our eyes. With the CRT, with the SHARE program, with now we've got parents that are actually looking at books that are in the curriculum for college classes. I can't even attempt to play or to read to you the presentation a mom made the other day about a college placement class, college advancement class, because it's talking about a certain type of sex, usually where one person is bent over in front of the other. If parents and guardians don't start doing the hard stuff, like pulling their kids out and going for homeschooling, going for online, which is an online group outside of the school district, then we are going to lose the kids altogether to this communist education. Because the push is to, it's not just to desensitize the kids to this topic. It's to also make them more engaged in it. I worked at family planning. I worked there for years. I've seen things in my life you don't want to see, you don't want to even imagine. And there's nothing more heartbreaking than sitting in front of a 13-year-old girl who is traumatized and crying because I had to give her a positive pregnancy test. The results. And her breaking down that how is she going to tell her parents? Her boyfriend talked her into it. Because if you notice, these kids are getting boyfriend and girlfriend monikers a lot younger. This was almost 30 years ago that I had to do this. It seemed unbelievable then. And now it's just getting worse. Literally, our babies having babies. This is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yo, you need wheels, but you ain't got the cash? Head on down to Body Shop Motors. They got what you need, and maybe a little bit more. They'll leave you the key, and you drive it off the lot. No questions asked. Just don't tell anybody where you got it. And don't look in the trunk until you get home. Because, hey, whatever you find, drugs, guns, maybe even a dead body, you get to keep. Or dump, or whatever. Again, no questions asked. Body Shop Motors. Located at, well, you know where to find them, smart guy.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And let me tell you, I got an interesting poll question for you today because, well, do we really need Christmas shopping on a bunch of garbage from China? Just a thought I'm putting out there. So at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com, today's poll question, will you start Christmas shopping now? I mean, Kamala said this. Kamala Harris put it out, a month ago. Better start doing your Christmas shopping now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, even Armstrong and Getty are talking about it. You could have seen that these, you know, the shipping, the container shortage, the Yeah. You know, I love this. We've got a container shortage now, and they were pushing containers to be built into container houses. It just cracks me up. Oh, nobody has any foresight. I mean, it just, I know hindsight's 2020, but seriously. Or should we turn Christmas back into what it's supposed to be? About loving each other and being full of the Spirit, knowing why, even though it's really not his birthday, why we celebrate Christmas. Will you start Christmas shopping now? Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. If given the opportunity, would you take a trip on SpaceX? 44% of those participating said no, but 56% said, hell yes, send me into space. I know some people I would like to send into space, but unfortunately they would come back. So, oh well. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. Mike, thanks for calling 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You want to talk about immigrants?
The immigrants coming across the southern border.
Oh, you mean the illegal immigrants.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, completely different subject.
Immigrants coming across the southern border and are being held in large groups. What do you think the possibility of herd immunity going through and being achieved by this time? We were told early on in this whole flu project that herd immunity would be with us in 90 days, and then the injections come along and blew that all out. Haven't heard anything. I understand the people coming across the border, about 1% get a shot. I was just wondering about the feasibility of that happening.
You know, that's very feasible. If these people are getting sick and being treated, then that's the best way to combat COVID, you know, or any of these variants, any of the flus that they're putting out there. Because this shot, I'm hearing from scientist after scientist that this shot is the variants. You know, it's going to react with your system, but it's, you know, Mike, no matter how you look at it, this situation should not be happening at this level. So it is a planned event.
Oh, yes.
We are focused on so many different things that this is happening. I mean, how do they allow so many commercial airlines, okay, United, all of the ones that are participating. I don't know, actually, I shouldn't throw United out. I don't know if they're participating. But flying all of these Haitian refugees over to Mexico when they know that's what they're doing. Shouldn't they be fined? Shouldn't they be stopped?
There should be something we could do about that.
Trump had it all in place. Biden got rid of it. For this specific purpose, to flood this country with illegal immigrants and then try to give them mass amnesty.
Yeah, I think if it's true that there is herd immunity going and being achieved in these populations that are coming in, kind of blows the vaccination whole program out the window.
Well, unless you think of it another way, is if, you know, if this vaccine is actually killing people and we don't know the results from now to 2 years from now, which is what they really suspect, then what's going to happen with the American workforce that was forced to get the shot?
It sounds like a workforce exchange program.
Thank you.
Taking American citizens and putting others in their place.
Mike, you are right on top of things. You are right on top of it. Thank you so much for calling into the show today. I appreciate
your
time, and I appreciate you paying attention to the bigger picture, what is really going on. And, you know, This security guard contract that I just read to you from the state of Nevada, I have a feeling that's going to play a big part of it as well. Because as, you know, as a friend just reminded me through text, private security does not take an oath to protect the Constitution. Private security is used as a paramilitary force who answers to their employer, not government. So what is the best way to get rid of law enforcement, to get rid of Capitol Police, to get rid of campus police? Bring in a private security force, which, as of October 1st, the state of Nevada just did with this contract. What do you think is going to be planned after that? Because then also those vaccine mandates come into place. So it's not like you can say, well, call the police and have me taken out, you know, have me dragged out. No. They'll just get the guy over there who is armed security to remove you from the office. Because they don't, again, take an oath to the Constitution that protects your rights. It's the Monica Jay Show. Stick around when we come back. A very, very important interview with Project Veritas to show that these vaccines are garbage.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. All right. Today's poll question. Already pushing you, needling. Start getting your Christmas presents now. It's all about the commerce. It's all about you going and spending your money on things for China. Why don't we just cut China out of Christmas this year? Shop locally. See, what you do is you pick up the gift that you would like and you turn it over and you look at where it was made. And if it was made in China, turn it back over and set it down. Same with the sweaters and the clothes and, well, pretty much anything. Don't buy anything that's made in China. Start working on something now. You know how many wonderful artisans we have here in Northern Nevada? Go to local art shows. Talk to some of the woodworkers out there. Do something special. Get a photo of you and that special someone and have somebody wood burn it. Have a custom sign made. So many ideas. I mean, we already give garbage at Christmas anyway. It's just that mass influx, you know, Black Friday, yeah, let's go get stuff really cheap. That's not what Christmas is all about. I just received this. It's definitely okay to say Christmas is celebrating the birth of Jesus. Though this may not be the exact day Christmas is celebrating the birth of him who loved us first. What is love? Commitment from him to us. Us to each other. I agree with you, though, to not buy gifts from China. The challenge is on. God bless us with you. Thank you for all you do. You have my vote for. Oh, that is great. The challenge is on. That's what we're going to call it. The challenge is on. If you want to start buying stuff or getting stuff set for Christmas this year, I do it all year long. If I see something that I think someone will appreciate, I get it when I see it. You know, when you have all the little craft fairs and things like that, because I love things that are thought about. not just going into a department store. Oh, look, sweaters are $9.99. Let's get a blue one for Jamie. Let's get a blue one for Chris. You know, it's something that you think about with your heart. And we need more of that this year. We need more of that. Julianne, no, I do not know what the security officers are wearing. She asks, so will these new security officers be wearing brown shirts? You know, they're probably going to have to distinguish from other law enforcement agencies. So we'll see what the color scheme is. That'll be interesting. Let's see, another quick email here. I sent you an email this morning to the Pioneer Center after I heard that they require a vaccination card to gain admission. I told them goodbye. I'm disappointed that more and more businesses, restaurants, etc., are requiring documentation. Remind you of other organizations in the past? I'm vaccinated if asked, I'll tell you. Don't challenge my word and or integrity. I welcome your opinion in reply. Feel free to share if you believe appropriate. I believe this is absolutely appropriate because I was downtown on Sunday and I saw a flood of people. They must have had a performance going into the Pioneer Center. And I appreciate the shows that they do there. But if they're requiring a vaccination card to get in, to hell with them. I'm not going in there. I guess I'll, you know. So what's next? Is it going to be the Reno Event Center next? Other countries are dropping the vaccination. Some call it the Green Pass. You know, tie in that Green New Deal. Some call it the passport. Some even call it life services. No matter what they want to cover or call it, it's just a part of segregating those who will be disposed of in the future. I.e. me. Because the people who stand up to this tyranny, the next round is who they will follow on next. Because the people who follow along, do what they're told, play along, you'll be okay. So, Dan, hopefully you have that... That soundbite queued up for me. Do you have it queued up by chance? Okay. We'll work on that for just a second. We'll bring it to you. I'll take an early break because I want you to hear this audio from Project Veritas. I want you to hear how the doctors know that this shot is full of garbage and how they're being told not to report it. By who? By their administrators. Why? Because they have the push to get this into people's bodies, whether it is good for you or not. We already know that it doesn't work. That's why they are pushing the vaccinated to get booster shots. That's why they are pushing the vaccinated to be out and angry against those who are unvaccinated. Think about it. Think about it clearly for just 1 second. If this vaccine worked, if this shot worked, and protected you, then what would it matter if I had it or not? If that mask that people are wearing really protected them, then what would it matter if I wasn't wearing one? It's all just to mess with us. So just listen very closely to this interview and this whistleblower with Project Veritas.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
He's got probably myocarditis.
Yes!
Oh, this is bullshit. Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient, that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
The problem in here, they are not doing the studies. People that had it, you know, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
It's super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of
The government doesn't want to show that the vaccine is full of
It's not doing what its purpose was.
May I see your badges? You're Jody O'Malley with the Department of Health and Human Services. This is the United States government identification. I'm looking at the CDC website. It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. One of those would be congestive heart failure.
That's a huge one.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Yeah, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave.
So what are we looking at here?
You're looking at me transferring her to a higher level of care that could handle her condition.
And this is a colleague at your hospital who got sick.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC, that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're gonna retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming up?
Yeah. People are afraid. That's a federal employee. I'm working with state employees every single day that are afraid. They're gonna lose their pensions. They're gonna lose their retirement. This is how the state treats them, the state of Nevada, because other states, red states, aren't putting up with this bull. Yeah. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And one of the best things that happens in the year, I think, is the Polar Express. Yes, our own annual production of the Polar Express with the V&T Railway. And this is really cool because I don't often put it out there. It's just my little thing on the side because I have a friend who is a filmmaker And so I've been in three of her movies. And I'm hoping to be in more. So I love acting. Love getting on, you know, getting in the costumes and getting on stage, whatever. So the V&T Railway with Lollipop Productions is holding a casting call for the Polar Express. How fun. They're looking for singers. They're looking for steward, chef, waiter, conductor, hobos, hero boy. And so, just so you know, no singing experience or acting experience is required. So get a hold of Lollipop Productions and get in and have some fun this holiday season. This is always a sold-out event, and boy, if you're thinking about it, you better get your tickets early. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Joy this morning. Joy, thanks for calling 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Thank you, Monica. I just want to say briefly that I was just in a grocery store, and I was near the pharmacy end of it, and there was a commotion going on because some people couldn't get their medications, and they had waited several days. And so management was there saying, well, of course, they're understaffed, and I understand that. But I wish I had taken the opportunity to have said, don't blame the manager, blame your government, and mm-hmm. call your representative and complain to them, because that's where the change is going to come.
And we have to get... You know, these places are understaffed. We still have restaurants that are closed after a certain, you know, time because people aren't working still because they're still getting those government checks.
There was a restaurant we were looking at going to in Reno last weekend. They'd been in business for 33 years, and they had to shut their doors because of that. They can't find enough help.
Do you remember which one?
No, I don't. I don't, but my daughter was looking it up for us.
If
so
you remember.
It's a sad thing everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. This, and you can't blame them.
No, you can't. No. You got to blame the government.
Joy, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that. And that's, you know, it actually took a different turn with the staff. You know, you can, well, let's just say certain medications are also being denied. They're running out of that. Remember, our medications also come from China. Main ingredients come from China. This is what President Trump was trying to accomplish. Okay? This is what he was trying to point out. China has control of manufacturing. Not just manufacturing for us. Manufacturing for other countries as well. India has a good setup, but we don't have agreements with them because we were sold off to China. Look at the different contracts that come up, just like the one from the state of Nevada that I read earlier this morning that I'll come back and read again in the next hour. And I'll play that Project Veritas in the next hour for people who didn't get to hear it. Remember, we also have the podcasts at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Share it with your friends. Get the information out there. Because there are still so many people who are asleep. Education, healthcare, your jobs, all of this is connected. It is all connected. Talk about string theory. And it's all connected, not just through the 2020 election. It's connected through a group of not billionaires, not trillionaires, quadrillionaires, a group of elite that want to control everything. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show with a very special guest as well, giving you a chance to stand up and use your voice once again and make contact. Because if you don't start speaking up, well, there are going to be other people speaking for you, and you're not going to like it.